Welcome to Pakriti. Those of you who have already heard her will be anxious to hear her again. She's a lovely, gracious lady, and we've so enjoyed her ministry. Thank you for coming this afternoon, Pakriti.
Thank you very much for your welcome and the opportunity of fellowship with you this afternoon. I have been looking forward to this assembly meeting, and many of you I consider now old friends, and those of you whom I haven't met yet, I will look forward to meeting you. I am very thankful to God for giving me the opportunity to witness for Christ not only in Bangladesh but in distant lands also. 25 years ago, I came to Australia. The opportunity then was given to me by the Senior Girls Missionary Union. During that time, I very briefly visited all the states, including Queensland. Also, I studied for the Master of Education degree in Sydney University. Later, I was privileged to witness for our Lord in one of the meetings of the World Council of Churches in Mombasa, Africa, and had also the opportunity to join the 15th Baptist World Congress in Los Angeles, USA. This year, I have been invited to come to Australia for the second time by the Queensland Baptist Churches, for which I am really very grateful. Last time, I came from East Pakistan. Today I come to you from Bangladesh, a new country which was born in 1971. Not a new land, but the same land, East Pakistan, with a new name, Bangladesh. Today, I would like to share with you some of my very personal experiences. God has a plan for each one of us, as we read in Psalm chapter 32, verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. How comforting the word of God is. This has been my experience throughout my life. When I finished my secondary education, God opened the door for me to go from East Pakistan to West Pakistan in 1958 to do my Bachelor of Arts. Later in 1971, when a civil war broke out between East Pakistan and West Pakistan, this educational opportunity God used in a miraculous way. In 1971, I had the responsibility of a girls' high school at Borishal, with more than 400 students, and about two-thirds of these were boarders. At that time, the civil war was raging. The West Pakistani armies were murdering people from all walks of life, raping women, looting and burning down buildings, blowing up bridges. It was terrifying for us all. The teachers and the students were all afraid. So was I. As principal, whenever I had to attend any official meeting with the army officers, I had told the missionaries that if I did not return, you would know what had happened to me. We knew that their target was the educated and intelligentsia of the country. One day, an army officer did walk into the school compound. I saw him coming. I said a quiet prayer in my office and went out with a brave face to meet him. I brought him back to my office. I introduced myself to him, and during the conversation told him that I had graduated from Kiniyat College in Lahore, West Pakistan. Immediately, he stood to his feet and shook hands with me and said that he was a graduate from Foreman College in Lahore, West Pakistan. These two Christian colleges are brother and sister colleges. As soon as he realized that I had graduated in West Pakistan, his whole attitude changed. He became friendly and helpful. I believe that God's plan for my education was used to protect the lives of those girls, teachers, and myself. I can really say, from my childhood to this day, He has led me the way I should go, and He has counseled me with His eye upon me. When I was 4 years old, a tragedy happened in our family. My father died, leaving my mother a widow. My father was an evangelist. What was my mother to do? As a widow with three little girls, with no income or social security available, she took us and went to the Victoria Mission Girls School at Mymensingh as a teacher, where she had been a teacher prior to marriage. After teaching for several years, as mother felt a call from God, she left us in the Victoria Mission Girls boarding school and went to the Bible training. After training, she returned to Mymensingh as a Bible woman, where she remained faithful to her Lord and sought to bring many souls to Christ. Mother would go by rickshaw to work among the village women and teach them about the Lord. Because of her contact with the people, many Hindu Muslims came to know her as they heard the good news. In retirement, she spent time to teach illiterate people to read and write through Bible teaching. This book, The Bengali Minstrel, is the story of my mother's life, written by one of the missionaries. If you find time to read the book, you will learn how she tried to win men and women for the Lord. As I share my experiences with you today, to complete this story, I would add the last days of her life, which was a challenge to me and to many others. She was a mother to the missionaries, orphans, and to new converts. I still remember during one of her last days when she was half unconscious, along with others, Miss Betty Salisbury and Miss Grace Dodge went to see my mother. They asked her whether she knew who they were. Mother suddenly opened her eyes and asked me if there was any egg in the house. I said, yes, there was. Did she like to have one? She said, give it to them, means to these missionaries. Till the end, she remembered her duty towards people. The door was open for all. Gradually, the time came when one evening the news went around that Mrs. Nath Purnashoshi, Purnashoshi means full moon, won't last for more than 2 hours. The Christians of Mymensingh town gathered in our home and began to praise the Lord by singing, reading and praying. This continued for more than 2 hours. Mother was still with us. Sing and pray were the last two words in her lips so long as she could speak. That night, as we surrendered her into the hands of the Lord, a peace that only God can give came to my heart. The following morning, Mother opened her eyes and with great difficulty uttered a few words. She said, prepare me 7 days holidays. From these words, I could understand that she was on a journey to meet the Lord, and she was going to live for 7 days more. I told her that everything was ready for her journey. We handed her over to the Lord. Then, out of curiosity, I asked her, had she met my father the previous night, as I was quite sure that very night she had been with the Lord. She could not answer me, but her whole face lit up with joy, and that joy never left her. During those 7 days, Christians and non-Christians called in. It was a time for praising the Lord for her life. When we would sing her favorite hymn, Draw Me Nearer, 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 Blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died, though she could not sing, as she lost her speeches, she joined with us, signifying by her eyes. Right on the 7th day, at the age of 80, she went to be with her Lord. The Christians and non-Christians noticed and witnessed the peaceful appearance that she had after death. She preached the gospel not only in life but in death also. Even though she is not with us, her witness still lives on. The day I was leaving for Australia, one Muslim priest who witnessed my mother's last days and death came to say goodbye to me and then told me about the wonderful teaching he had received from my mother. This is my mother, whose teaching and devoted Christian life influenced we three sisters greatly. In the absence of our father, she played a dual part in our lives. in our sadness and sickness, in our problems and difficulties, in our joy and happiness. She was our father as well. Through her loving care, I came to know the love of God. When I was in grade 9, I realized I could not inherit Christianity from my parents, but needed to be born again. So I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, followed Him in baptism, and offered my life to Him in His service. On my journey through life, I was strongly supported by the prayers of my mother. Even now, I feel that I am wrapped up by her prayers. My mother's ministry was in Jerusalem, in her homeland, in East Bengal, or in East Pakistan, or in Bangladesh, whereas the Lord not only used me in my homeland, but in foreign countries also, for which I am really grateful. Christians in an Islamic country are not permitted to preach publicly today, so it is not possible for our women to go into the villages to preach as my mother used to do. But still we have the opportunity to work and witness among our Muslim neighbors. We still have an open door for a personal contact with them. When they have a sick child in the family or have any problem, we go to visit them and pray for them. Often we are invited by our neighbors on their special religious festival day for a meal. We say our prayers with them, and which they appreciate very much. We have then the opportunity to speak to them about our Lord. In the school and institutions, by maintaining a Christian witness through our life example and professional standards, and by fostering goodwill between the Christian community and the local people, we can preach the gospel. Also, by practical ministry through hospital, dispensary, village health program, gospel hall, we have the opportunity to reach our neighbors. The government has reduced visa and permits for foreign missionaries, but I can assure you that the National Church is accepting the challenge and taking more responsibility to win men and women to the Lord by all available means, for which we will need more than ever your support and prayer. As a woman, each one of us has a role to play in our own family, among our Christian and non-Christian neighbors, and in the church. I believe that women's work is a very necessary and sacred part of the ministry of the church. We are not only the finishing touch, but we are also very special to God. So as sisters in the Lord, let us continue our loving service. God bless you.